I think it taught me one thing primarily, how easy it was to cross the line between a normal person and being a person with severe mental disorders, such as delusions.
It's probably fair to say that the best stories let us learn something both about the characters in the story and at the same time about something more universal. It's that combination that makes today's episode one of my favorites from our series. I'm Evan Johnson, and you're listening to Into the Mind, Conversations with Dr. Theodore Milan. These conversations are brought to you by Pearson Clinical Assessment. For 15 years, starting in 1955, Dr. Milan was on the board of the Allentown State Hospital in Pennsylvania. As part of his work to make much-needed improvements at the psychiatric institution, he would often try to find ways to better understand the day-to-day experience of the residents. But one weekend, Dr. Milan decided to take this exploration to a different level.
That's a great story. It was a great experience, and happily it turned out to be a happy experience, too. Among the things I used to do, given my role at the hospital, is go down to the various wards, talk to patients, chat with them. But the one thing I hadn't done is to actually experience what it felt like to be a patient through the night. My contact with patients was sitting at benches where they happened to be sitting, chatting with them, talking about their lives, and so on. So I thought it'd be interesting to do something a little more dangerous, interesting. I didn't know. I arranged something with the assistant superintendent. His name was Ray Shettle, a fine man who had worked at the hospital for many years. And he said that could be easily arranged. But if you found yourself uncomfortable doing what it is that we're talking about, just give me a buzz. Know that I'll be available anytime you want to contact me. And so the arrangement was I went to a particular men's ward. There were about 60 beds there. And as nighttime rolled in, everybody kind of sat at the edge of their bed, and people would call in saying, "Time to turn out the light, put aside your book, and let's go to sleep." And that's what I did. I sat on the edge of my bed. I heard what others were talking about. I chatted with some of the people there, men. It was just a men's ward, as I said, and went to sleep. About 6 o'clock, there were noises made of people getting up, starting to get dressed, preparing themselves to go off for breakfast, which was about 7 o'clock or 7:15. I got up and I kept saying to myself, you know, if I were a patient, I'd probably think I was somebody important, like being the head of the state hospital here. No, I'm the head of this hospital, aren't I? And I began to doubt who I was. I'm a professor at the local big university. If I were deluded, I would think I was somebody like I think I am. And I got caught up in this vicious circle of thinking about, am I really a patient here who has these delusions of being the head of the hospital and being a professor at the university? Or am I really a professor and the head of this hospital? And I began to sweat. And I didn't do anything. I just sat on the edge of the bed, and I watched the other patients mumbling, talking to one another. And the more I sat there, the more anxious I became. This is not going to go on any longer. I got up, and there was a phone. I knew Ray Shettle's phone number, which I could then dial in the old-fashioned way. And there's he answering the phone. I said, "This is Ted Milan. I think it's time for me to leave." And before I knew it, he appeared on the scene, and he put his arm under my arm and led me out, carrying my little luggage that I had with me. And it was quite an experience.
We'll hear more about how this influenced his work in the years that followed, but just a quick reminder that you're listening to Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. We asked Dr. Milan to reflect on his night at the Allentown State Hospital and what he thought he had learned.
I think it taught me one thing primarily, how easy it was to cross the line between a normal person and being a person with severe mental disorders such as delusions. And I've always kept that in mind. It comes back to me time and time again when I read about cases, when I see patients, not that I'm doing much of it anymore, but as I did over the years, that the flip side of normality is abnormality without much provocation. Just imagine when life is truly troublesome, stressful, problematic, how easy it is to suddenly become, to use an old term, neurotic, even psychotic. So the thinness of the line separating normality and abnormality has always been a theme that I've kept in mind. And in my most recent DP book, the third edition, I even talk about from normality to abnormality and try to illustrate the steps by which one goes from normal to being seriously disturbed. And I recognize in general that very small variants of life experience can turn a person from acting in a very normal kind of way to suddenly acting in a way that would be defined as mentally disordered.
Dr. Milan changed the way we look at the human mind and changed the way we think about personality. So it's fascinating to hear a story about something that changed him. Our conversation with Dr. Milan continues next time on Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. For more information, go to www.pearsonclinical.com/MilanInventories.